Hi, my name's Tony Sharples and welcome to Old Dog New Tricks. Today I'm going to talk about the impact of voice technology on how we live our lives and how business is done in the coming 5 to 10 years. The first thing is that I really believe that voice technology and audio will be the next phase of growth for the internet. And in that I mean a major phase of growth. Right now, people associate voice with things like Alexa and Google Home. But the real driver of growth will be the rapid expansion of voice assistants and AI across mobile handsets, the vast array of home automation devices, and also the use of voice technology in your car. Secondly, one of the main reasons that voice technology will really gain traction over the next few years is that it allows you to multitask as you interact with your devices. The great thing about voice versus manual input into a device is that you don't have to interact with a screen. You can use it to multitask. You can use a device while you're driving, while you're cleaning the house, while you're going for the run, or while you're shopping. Third, it's really early days right now for voice technology. Right now, things like Alexa skills and flash briefings and Google Actions still have a long way to go to move beyond a really experimental stage. Just like the smartphone, voice will be ignited by a killer app that comes along, in the same way that things like Spotify, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Snapchat really drove the use of mobile devices. In fact, most of the use of voice right now is just to play music. Fourth, voice will probably kill off texting to a large degree and really change how we interact with our devices. It's important to remember that things like voice recognition are actually at really early days, and there's a long way to go in the development of how well they work. So you can't judge voice recognition and how your device responds to your voice talking to it based on what you experienced just today. I'm guessing that in 5 to 10 years, we'll all be thinking how quaint and old-fashioned using your fingers on a phone used to be, much as we currently think about rotary dials and other methods of input from many years ago. Fifth, and this is the big one, the most significant impact of voice technology is going to be on the terms of trade between big consumer brands and their final resellers. The rise of voice technology in our home automation, on our devices as we're going around, and also in our cars is going to radically change the balance of the terms of trade between manufacturers and retailers. The key here will be what happens when people ask for a product by its category descriptor rather than asking for a specific brands. For example, if I ask Alexa to get me some salt and vinegar chips, will the default be Frito-Lay? Will it be a brand that paid Amazon to be the default product for salt and vinegar chips? Or more likely, will it be Amazon's generic salt and vinegar chips brand that allows them to make far more profit? The terms of trade are going to shift massively into the hands of the companies that offer end-to-end purchasing and delivering solutions. By this I mean companies like Amazon, JD.com, AliExpress, even Apple, Google, and of course Best Buy and companies like Overstock. And I really think this is going to be the most significant change that voice will bring into play in digital marketing. And finally, sixth, the reality is that AI and 5G mobile technology are going to supercharge the buildup of voice technology in the coming 5 to 10 years. These new technologies will both increase the speed via 5G and also the smart thinking that underpins how consumers can use voice technology to make brand decisions and to make purchase decisions moving forward. And remember that voice is already big. In 2018, 69 million people in the USA will use a digital voice assistant at least once per month. So there you have it, the six most important things that you need to know about voice technology today. I'll see you next time.